From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a show where we talk to our friends from the University of Arizona every single week. I ask them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Sylvia Zarnescu. Welcome to Thesis Thursday, Sylvia.
Hi, Bridget. Thank you so much for having me today.
What are you working on at the U of A these days?
I am a junior right now, and I work with Dr. Robert Wilson in the Neuroscience of Reinforcement Learning and Decision-Making Lab, and I study how people make decisions. In particular, I study one kind of decision-making that's called explore-exploit decisions.
To explore and then exploit, what does that look like?
We encounter explore-exploit decisions pretty much every day in a lot of different contexts, even if we don't necessarily know it. Imagine that you're going to a restaurant. You could either decide to order your favorite meal, let's say it's pizza, or you also see that they have a new meal on the menu, let's say it's pasta. So you basically have to choose between if you're going to order your favorite meal or if you're going to try this new meal. If you order the pizza, you know that you're going to get a good meal, you know that you like it. But if you order pasta, you might find a new favorite meal. So you could find something that's better, something that's kind of mediocre, or something that's worse. So choosing between those two options is what this explore-exploit dilemma is all about.
So it's kind of about risk assessment?
Yeah, basically.
So how are you studying this?
The way we study explore-exploit decisions is using different game models. Traditionally, the games that I've been using in my studies are modeled after the kinds that you see in casinos, so like slot machines or like a one-armed bandit. So basically, you'll have one bandit where you have a certain amount of known rewards and then another bandit or slot machine with a certain amount of unknown rewards. As you continuously go down the bandit, you'll see these two bandits or two slot machines with a bunch of different boxes. So you either have to pick between the box where you see a number and you know what reward you're going to get. Let's say it's 60. Or you could choose between a box where you don't know what the reward could be. As that known reward value varies, we see how likely people are to explore and choose that unknown reward value. One of the things to consider when we're making explore-exploit decisions is something called a time horizon, which is basically how much time people have to make their decisions. So if we go back to the restaurant example, you can think of, you're a college student who decides they're going to U of A. So maybe you're visiting Tucson for one day to look at the campus. So you go to a new restaurant. People are more likely to pick, their favorite meal, something they know that they're going to have satisfaction with, when they have a shorter time horizon versus somebody who knows that they're coming to U of A, they're here for the next 4 years. So you have a lot more time to explore your other options.
That makes sense. Why are you studying this?
This whole field of behavioral economics and neuroeconomics, which are very new, really combine the two. And it's really changing how we think about humans and how we make decisions in different contexts. So it's a really new and emerging field and something that I think is really interesting and really beginning to change how we normally think about how people make decisions, since we have that sort of more cognitive perspective now.
What do you think you'll do after you graduate?
I've always wanted to spend some time living abroad, which I just wasn't able to do for a couple of reasons during my time at college. My sort of goal right now is to be able to go to grad school in the UK, hopefully.
Very cool, Sylvia. Wow. I wonder, what kind of music do you like?
This is probably a very cliche answer, but I really truly listen to all kinds of music. I'm the type of person that is, listening to music all the time. And I always listen to music when I go to sleep. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of music from the 70s, 80s. So I've been very into like the Cardigans, and I was listening to Prince this morning.
Yeah, that's some comfort food right there. I love the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. Good times. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.